Welcome to the Tea with Tina, your favorite podcast where we talk all things health, fitness, lifestyle, and maybe a little bit of tea gets spilled. We chat all about this in a super casual environment. So grab your beverage of choice, sit back, relax, and enjoy. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Tea with Tina podcast. On today's episode, we're talking about a very important topic that affects us all, and it is friendship. Friends are hard to make and keep, but there's a couple things that I've learned over the years that I've come to term with that I really believe help with our friendship. And it helps understand relationships a little bit easier so we don't beat ourselves up as much if friendships aren't maybe what we expected or you drift apart and you're not really sure why. I really blame the movies and TV shows for setting unrealistic expectations of friends, because they're a lot of work. They're literally like a boyfriend or girlfriend, but it's harder because you don't live with them every day. And you still have to maintain like that same level if you really want to be good friends as if you had a significant other or a sibling. You know, it's very similar to that. So before we get into that, I do have my notes over here. That's why I am looking over here for those of you watching on YouTube. So yes, I film on YouTube now. Yay. I found a pretty background and I have a ring light and I'm all fancy and stuff. But just some kind of like general updates the first couple minutes of this podcast of like what I want to watch, what I'm reading, just little updates like that. So you could skip ahead if you don't want to listen to this part. But one, the Barbie movie is coming out and I really want to see it. I don't know if marketing has taken a hold of me because I'm seeing like Barbie pink and everything, including Lululemon, a line tank top. There's like a lip gloss pink color that I so want, and I'm really not a pink person, but for some reason the like Barbie pink color, I'm all about it. Like teal and blue is my game. Like that's like my colors I gravitate towards. But I'm so excited that the Barbie movie's coming out and I really, really want to watch it. I conned Derek, my husband, into watching it as well. I have no idea when it comes out. Maybe May or June, but when it does, I'll be there. Are you watching the Barbie movie? I want to know. You gotta let me know. Another movie that I saw is coming out, which this kind of leads in with books too, is The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. So for those of you who don't know what that is a prequel to The Hunger Games. That book was released a couple years ago, and I did read it. It was pretty big. I'm trying to think if I read the physical copy. I think I have the physical copy, because it's green, like a forest green with gold on it. And this was before I was into Kindle. Although I love having physical books, that could be a whole nother topic. But it's pretty cool. It's about how Snow, his like upbringing and childhood, and how it was right after the war, and you know, the city was a little bit more put together, but it was kind of that transition of how things were before the war. Those people were still alive, those families were still alive, and they're kind of transitioning into the aftermath of the war. So things get into more of the districts and the Hunger Games, and you know, the Hunger Games has become what it is today. So it was a really, really good book to show how he got to where he was, and it gives you a little bit more sympathy for him because you see how he got there. It's not like he was always initially evil or this bad guy. He kind of had to do what he had to do. It was pretty brutal. The first like Hunger Games, I don't know if this was actually the first one. I think they had a couple prior, but this is one with like the new, more modern inputs on it. It's pretty brutal because it's just raw and like it's crazy. So based off the trailer, it looks pretty good. A lot of the actors and actresses look similar to kind of what I've envisioned. I don't feel as attached to the characters because it's like a prequel, you know how that goes. But I think the way that they did it as like a timepiece and a prequel made it good. So, I'm excited to see the movie because I'm very happy with all the Hunger Games movies. I loved them. So that's coming out. In the video game world, my husband was going to play Jedi Fallen Order because in the watching world, I just finished season, I think it's 3 of The Mandalorian, because then they had the Book of Boba Fett and then The Mandalorian came back, but it was really good. Not really a spoiler, but Jack Black and Lizzo make an appearance in one of the episodes, so you gotta watch it because now they're Star Wars canon. But so I watched that. I love Star Wars. Jedi Fallen Order is pretty good because, again, I like the games because they build upon the lore of just the Star Wars history, and I think they build out the universe and the world very well, how everything connects and you can imagine as like a real world. But I found out I do not have the latest Xbox, so we cannot play it, which kind of sucks. So with the new Xbox, they have a $300 option, which has no discs, which I have some discs from old games, so I wouldn't be able to play them, and I have to rebuy them. And then there's like a $500 or $600 option, which is like the normal one with discs. And I'm like, maybe. Maybe in the future. We're going to upgrade at some point. But it's crazy with COVID that like the console's already 3 years old, but like there was such a delay in games. Like I feel like they're just really releasing games now for the new consoles, like the PS5 and everything too. And there's only availability for it now, so it's weird. I don't know. So yeah, I guess we gotta wait to play that, because I played the first one. Well, I watched Derek play the first one, and it was really good. It's more of, like, a story. Like, you kind of play to just go through the story, and there's a little bit of, like, puzzle solving and stuff like that. So if you're into it for, like, the cinematics, going through the story, traveling to different planets, but not so much, like, battle gameplay and shooting, it's good. And I also want to play Hogwarts Legacy. Now, that does get released to this Xbox, the older model, but I think it's, like, May. Maybe May 9th. I thought it was April, but now it's May. Definitely want to play that. I'm probably just going to buy it on the Xbox store so it transfers over when we do upgrade. But that should be amazing, because I hear it's, like, Skyrim, but for Harry Potter. So that's pretty awesome. And I love Harry Potter. And also, I heard they're making a remake of Harry Potter already. Like, what? I mean, I know it's kind of like 20 years old. It is. I mean, from the first one at least. But I don't know. It just feels too soon to make a remake. And I feel like you can't beat the original characters. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, speaking of Skyrim, in the gaming world, I was playing Skyrim for a little bit. And I do love it. It just is very overwhelming. And I'm into the story, but like I said, I feel like just because there's so many quests and like it's not 100% my favorite thing, Skyrim creators and Fallout creators are the same people, but I much prefer the Fallout vibe, like the 1940s, 50s aesthetic. There, you can't go as in-depth with Fallout, but Fallout feels more like Fallout mixed with Sims. So that's why I love it. And it's more quirky and colorful and bubbly. Skyrim's a lot more serious, but there's dragons and magic and cool stuff that happens all the time. You just gotta be in the mood for it, right? But I did go back to Fallout 76. Loving it. They made a lot of updates. They're doing some new events, and I love it because I can go in, I could play for an hour, kind of grind, earn some points. You like unlock free stuff for your camp, but also get to like play and shoot around. So it's like the perfect amount of like a community game, a shooter, like if you want to play Call of Duty, but then you can also explore, and then also you can have events, and also there's a story. So that I think they really, at the end of the day, they did a really good job making it totally well-rounded. And you can play in a group, or you can play solo. I play solo. I mean, I get into a group of people, but I don't have to necessarily talk or interact with them. So I love that. They nailed it. They really did. So that's where I'm at there. And then the last thing is reading. Pretty much what I've been reading was, over the weekend, I did Just After Sunset, which is a Stephen King book that has a ton of short stories. So I read through about 2 short stories in there. So I'm kind of making my way through. It's not really a book that you have to finish because they're little, you know, stories. But yeah, I'm like about halfway through that book now, I think. So it's been fun. I love Stephen King. His storytelling is very interesting. It's always interesting. So that's where I'm at there. I think I'm up to like 7 or 8 books now read this year, so we're going into May. I'm recording this on May 1st, so that's where we're at. Oh, also, I just got back from my dermatologist appointment, and I waited really long, but they were nice. They did come in and say, oh my god, I'm sorry we're running behind, but by the time it was said and done, like for an annual skin check, it took me like an hour, a whole hour, and I come to find out, because of insurance, I hate insurance, it's a yearly checkup, right? So originally my yearly checkup was supposed to be like June 1st. I pushed it back to May 1st because we are leaving for Outer Banks and we'll be gone. So I had to pick the earlier date, which is funny because we moved the days around and I technically could have went to that appointment now that I think about it. But, you know, I scheduled this like months ago, like 6+ months ago. I rescheduled it. And they're like, well, because it's before a year, your insurance may bill you. And I was like, what? And I already paid my copay, $35. And I was like, okay, I don't really know how much this stuff costs. Like, it could be like $200 for a skin check. I have no idea. But she went to check with her manager and she's like, oh, it should be fine. We could do it today. And I'm like, okay. And then when I went to check out, the lady's like, yeah, they could still charge you. And I'm like, okay, so we'll see. Just another unnecessary, annoying bill. Love insurance, adulting, yay. Just me trying to be, you know, proactive about my skin and just, you know, having a good knowledge and a good check over to make sure everything's good. That's all. But okay, enough ranting. I hope you enjoyed my little update. We are going to chat about friendship. So really, friends are hard as we get older, right? I find my circle getting smaller and smaller as you get older, especially if you have kids and you start a family, unless your other friends maybe have kids and you live close by and you could play with them together. I don't see friendships happening that much unless you make a solid, solid effort. I really do feel that friends were easier when we were kids. And the reason I feel that is because we were a group of people and we all did pretty much the same thing every day. You were in school together. It did get a little more complicated in high school, like if you got split up in different lunches or split up in different classes, because I did lose some friends that way when we got split up. And like literally, I had some best friends in like kindergarten and first grade that I literally never saw the entirety of high school, just the way like classes were set up, because I went the AP class route and some of my friends maybe were in regular classes, or based off what I took like as extracurricular, like we would just never cross paths. Isn't that insane to think about? I mean, I literally took my language class, French, because my best friend at the time, Alicia, was taking French. So I was like, I'm gonna take it. Really, I probably should have taken German because I'm like over 50% German, but it's done now. Yeah. And I had a job, an after-school job, and that's where a lot of my friends worked together. We worked at a car wash, and like I feel like if you were in sports, or like I said, you have your hobbies, you just saw each other literally every day, so you became best friends. And I mean, like, we had no lives. It was just like work, school, and then hang out like in our downtime. So that was nice. And I think that's why friends felt so much easier. Even in college, like if you're living in a dorm, you see each other every single day. You come back to your dorm at the end of the day. Even if you commute, like I would hang out. I'd have like an hour or 2 hour gap in between classes, so me and my friend would just hang out. So it was so much easier. And I feel like that's why a lot of the times a lot of our friends are from work, if you're lucky enough to work with people that you like, because you see them like 40 hours a week, 20, 40 hours a week, depending on how much you work. And you just see them every day. You're with them every day. You live life together. And yeah. Now, I will say, if you feel like you're lacking in the friendship department as an adult, something big that you could do would be try a hobby, okay? So, you know, go to the gym, sign up for a class, whether it be a fitness class, or maybe you do a painting class, an art class, yoga. You could volunteer at an animal shelter. You can volunteer somewhere else. You can check for like hiking groups or meetup groups. There is an app called Meetup. I think having some sort of hobby, at least one time a week, would really help you get around some different people and give you the chance to meet new people. Join even Facebook groups of people that you're kind of similar in hobby-wise, and maybe even join local Facebook groups so that way you can try to meet up with people and find people with similar interests as you. That would be a great place to start. For instance, my husband plays hockey, so he has his hockey friends. He does that like once or twice a week, depending on their hockey schedule. Now, let's talk about friends drifting apart, because this was really challenging for me, I think, as I went into my adult life and we all kind of split ways, because I always had that notion that like, if you're friends with somebody, you stay friends and you're obligated to chat with them, almost kind of like your family, you know. Even if you don't want to, you still have that bond and you're obligated to do it, unless you maybe got into a fight. Like, the only way you can stop being friends is if you got into a fight or there was a serious reason that you're like, no, I'm not gonna be friends with you. And I don't know why I thought like that black and white thinking. It was just That's how I thought. And maybe it was the perfectionist in me. If you didn't check the last episode, we chatted about perfectionism, and I talk about this, the all or nothing thinking. So be sure to check that out. But I had a really solid group of friends in high school, and we hung out literally every day. And then we went to college, and we had such different interests, and we all split in different ways. You know, one was going to med school, one was going to veterinary school. One stayed local, but was working like really weird hours. And then I was kind of here, like I did do college for a little bit and then I dropped out. And then I pursued personal training, and then come COVID, I move across the state. So we're really all split up now. And when I come home, I do make an effort to occasionally meet up with a few of my friends, especially ones from my old gym job. Cause we keep in touch pretty well, but it's so hard because I'm not that person who's thinking at the top of my mind like, hey, I need to do a group chat, or hey, I need to FaceTime this person. I so wish I was, but I'm not. I'm trying to be a little bit better at it, but I do try to keep in touch in little ways, even if it's like, you know, sending them a picture, just sending them a little message. It doesn't have to be every day. It could be once in a while when you think of them. So that's something too. If you think about somebody, just reach out to them, because there's a reason you thought of them. Kind of just like if you see someone and you want to give them a compliment, give them a compliment. Say it out loud, because you don't know how much that could affect that person, make their day, okay? But as of the part of them drifting apart, I think I've learned over time that it's okay to have certain friends for certain parts of our lives. So, you know, maybe you needed that friend and they operated really well in a work setting, but maybe it just wouldn't work out right, and it's not the same now outside of that work setting, because that's how you grew your friendship, through work. Or maybe it's through a hobby. Or maybe you have a friend that like you like to go and do a certain thing together, and then you try to do something else and it just doesn't work. Like, I feel like there's different types of friends. There's, you know, activity friends, short-term friends, and then there's your like best friend that you could literally do anything with. Those are the ones you keep long-term. Like, you could go months without talking, years without talking, and it's like you never left. Or you could like just sit on the floor together and do nothing and like not even pay attention to each other, and you're friends. Those are good friends too. Make sure to keep those ones close. And I've kind of learned to accept that. I used to think that I needed some sort of like formal like notification of like, hey, sorry, we're not friends anymore. Like, no, you can just drift apart and let it happen. It kind of hurts at first, but I feel like, don't make it awkward if it doesn't need to be. Don't break it up if you don't have to. It can just be that. You know what I mean? I did have a friend like that. We were very close. We were best friends. We did everything together. We were kind of different in a lot of ways, but it worked because we put a lot of effort into our friendship. I think we kind of counterbalanced each other, but it got to the point where through breakups and her career and who she was as a person just changed. I don't think she changed down to her core. She was still a good person, but we both just drifted apart, and our personalities just didn't mesh anymore. At least for me, it felt really awkward, and it felt like I couldn't keep the friendship up. It felt like I was constantly referring back to how our friendship used to be, and it wasn't that anymore. So that's kind of why I just let it drift apart. It's sad, but it happens, and I've kind of made peace with that. I really let that bother me, but I've made peace with that now. So maybe you're going through that now too, but I hope that you can find a way to have peace with it as well. I know hanging out is really impossible with schedules to match up. That's another big thing. If you do have friends, trying to find a time for you guys to hang out together. If you do not work on the same work schedule, work schedules are so varied anymore. Like, 9 to 5 isn't even common. Like, you have 6 to 2, 7 to 3, you have midnight shifts, you have shift workers where you might be working 12-hour shifts 3 times a week. You have people working 24-hour shifts, you have people working doubles, like everybody's schedule is so different. You have split shifts where sometimes people work from home and then they go into the office. So like, it's very hard to find somebody who has a similar schedule as you. So you really have to plan ahead of time. And I think it's a good idea for you to lower your barrier to entry as far as scheduling. I try to set a goal for myself, I know because I'm introverted, once a month to try to have a social event. I know, isn't that crazy? Just once a month. Maybe for you it's once a week. Maybe you want to FaceTime your friend at least twice a month, you know what I mean? Something like that for like a long distance friend. Or maybe you want to write them a letter. I actually had a pen pal back before smartphones were a thing. I met her at my camp and we became friends, Kelsey. Kelsey is probably not listening, but if you are, hi. But Kelsey, she was a camp friend. We rode on quads together, and we literally were so cute. Like, we were, like, everything that, like, stereotypes would be. We would write, you know, with pink gel pens, and she was a couple years older than me, and she would send me, like, her school photos in the letter, and she would add, like, stickers to the letters, and I would always look forward to that, and, like, can we bring back handwritten letters, because I love the idea of that. I think it's so fun. My husband wrote me letters while he was deployed. This was back in, like, 2017, 2018, but he mainly did that just because, like, sometimes communication wasn't always easy. Like, I didn't always have good phone connection. It'd be spotty. Our phone calls would drop. I could barely FaceTime. If we did, it was very pixely because he was, like, in the middle of the desert. So yeah, that would be something fun too. Like, aside from trying to meet up with them, definitely try to write some letters. Sorry, my, like, computer timed out. But another thing, okay, make the effort. Block your schedule off, even if it's, like, once a month, like I said, you know, set that time aside, for one. And two, we need to do more errand hangs. So what's an errand hang? Errand hangs are when you do activities with a friend that you would just normally do. Like, you know, I'm going to go shopping at Target. You want to come with me? I'm going to go grocery shopping. You want to come with me? Elena, if you're listening, she's one of my clients and a friend. It's so funny when we're done with her training session. She's my last training session. And, like, we have a grocery store right next to us. And she'll be like, I got to run to the grocery store. Do you want to come with me? And I'm like, yeah. And, like, that's our little hangout time. You know, you chat, you get stuff, and then you leave. Or maybe you're like, you know, I got to drive here today. Do you want to come with me? Like, I love that. That's me. I think it's because a lot of my family, we've done that. That's, like, a lot of our hangout is just really casual. And, like, I don't mind formal stuff. But that's another issue I found myself with, is that I found that when I would have friends, this might be the perfectionism again, I felt like I had to, like, have this perfect outing. Like, we had to spend so much money, and it had to be a formal event, and you had to dress up, and it had to be, like, a full itinerary. Like, no, it doesn't have to be that way. That's cool to do that every once in a while, or if you want to do it, but don't put the extra pressure on yourself if you don't need it, right? So definitely yes for errand hangs. But yeah, so that's really all I got for you. I'm glad I kept this kind of short and sweet. I like to keep my podcasts now, like, maybe around 20 minutes, sometimes 40 minutes, depending on the topic. So 20 to 40 minutes usually. But yeah, so definitely, just a recap, try to do a hobby one time a week to maybe meet new people. If you're struggling with that, it's okay if you drift apart as friends. For whatever reason, maybe you just, you know, you both have changed, or it's just, you know, you met them in math class and that's where you bonded, and you are out of math class now, so you are no longer friends. Totally cool. Hanging out is hard, so make a genuine effort. You know, it's not just going to happen naturally. You have to schedule your appointments, set a goal for yourself, set something, block off that schedule, and there has to be effort on both ends, just like a romantic relationship, right? And do errand hangs, okay, at the bare minimum. Grab your girl, gal pal, guy pal, whoever, and just go shopping. Have them hang out at your house while you clean up your house, and have, like, you know, Full House playing on in the background, and you're just hanging out, you know? Whatever it is, just chill. Just hang out. Have them over when you're doing yard work. Have them over when you're cooking dinner. Have them stay for dinner. Let it be casual. Let it be fun. I think that is the key to friendship, right? But all right, guys, that is all I have for you today. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to give it a thumbs up and hit that subscribe button if you're listening on YouTube and watching on YouTube. For everybody else, if you could leave a review wherever you're watching, iTunes, Spotify, wherever else. See, I said watching again. I meant listening. Wherever you're listening, I would really appreciate it. It just allows more eyes and ears to be on this podcast so they can get this great message. And if you have a friend that maybe you haven't chatted with in a while and you want to kind of send them this message, share this episode with them and maybe tag me in it over on Instagram. I'd love to see that. I have my own podcast Instagram account at the Tea with Tina podcast is one. And then I also have my personal fitness Instagram account, which is at Tina Weiland Fit. So you can follow me there. I'll link those all in the show notes for you. But until next time, guys, I hope you have a great rest of your week, and we will chat soon. Bye for now.